people has the same story. And I think most of our story can connect each other as it is told. In a white man's way, he has a inventor of the world, which the Bible says that the name of God is the one that created the world, created everything, earth, water, animals, all different things that we see in the world. That's what the Bible tells us. The Navajo people has the same story, just as a primordial way as the Anglo story about the Bible. The Navajo people has a mighty magic first man, is what they call, and the first woman. The way man has started their life. There is a great number of different kinds of ceremonial stories which they call a religious way. The Indian people in the whole United States has different classes of religions. The Hopis, the Zunis, and the Lagunas, and the Isleta, and Apache, and all other different Indian tribe has different kinds of belief, which as we know in our history today, that they have different kinds of ceremony throughout the world. The reason why we know about all these different kinds of religious through the Indian nation is because that there is a place where they call Gallup, New Mexico. In a certain period of months, there was a ceremonial religious play every year. The last ceremony that we have just recently was called the 35th Ambulance, which we know, I think it's truth. This is one part of why we Navajo Nation and other different nation Indians has came to these ceremonies mostly every year. Before that, we didn't know that there was some in Mexico. And now we found out that there was some Indians, which is familiar with the Mexican people. But they were Indians, but at the same time, they talk Mexican. But their blood shows that they're full-blooded Indian. It's because of the mixed tribe with the Mexican and the Spanish people has mixed it with these Indians, different kinds of Indian. The way we study it today, we have in a full-blooded way, there's a Navajo tribe, Laguna tribe, Isleta tribe, Acomo, Hopis, and Haimas. These Indians has different kinds of language. Some of them we don't understand each other. But there is a group of different kinds of Indians which is called Apache and the Hickory Apaches that we know of, that they were once a full-blood tribe of Navajo people. So in a way that we know that we were all in one tribe many years ago, back in centuries, the time when the ancient people of the ruined part was living. I think that's the time these two different tribes has separated our people. For many years and many centuries that these tribes has been separated so long that their language came differently. So we found the Apache people in the southwest part of New Mexico. And there is a Hickory Apache is in the northwest part of New Mexico. These two tribes we know that were once Navajos, because a way that we can trace it is in their language. Their language is just pretty near like ours. We almost talk the same. So this was happening back in ancient years ago, during the time of the old ruined people used to live. Some of the science and geologists tells that it's over 1,000 or more years ago that they used to live. So it's a great story among Navajo people. It is kind of a late story, but then at the same time, what we remember in our mind, we are trying to tell the closest true story about the ancient people. So these Navajo people has got different kinds of religious. There are all different kinds of chant, song, night chants that the Navajo have. It contains different things and different meanings, but most of them is in medicine way. There are all kinds of branches of different kinds of song, night chants, and different kinds of sand painting that the Navajo people has today, which we've been carrying it from generation to generation, as we know that we still are in a very good remembrance of a lot of things. A sand painting is a story of our old ancient people, a way how they used to cure people, to cure patients. Same way with herb class. There were quite a number of different kinds of herbs that are used in medicine. In this way, we have our sand painting story, which tells about the ancient people, how they have came about into this world. So my friend and listeners, what we are telling you today or tonight, we are trying our very best to say that, to tell you the right stories. So I think this is quite a story among the Navajo people, which they have yet remembered so far. And it is the best thing to understand about most of these things, that in a way how the Navajo people has came about. But our younger generation don't have a least idea about things which their grandfather and great-grandfather and their forefather has went through. But still, at the same time, we feel thankful towards our grandfather and grandmother. And today, we have joined the American way of life. How the Americans are living. Our younger generation has learned more about the white people than the old generation. But at the same time, as I think of people today, is that it'll take a little more while that we will be more different than we are today. I don't think we'll be Indian people then. We will join most of the white people's way. That is why our younger generation are going to school. We know ourselves, we Indians know that the white people has more mind and more thinking way than us. As we just look up, we can see what the problem is about life. This is the way our Navajo people are today. About 101 years ago, the Navajo people has been released from Fort Sumter by the United States government. The United States government was holding us for behaviorness, and at the same time we are taught to do good things. So that is why I say that people has to learn about what things are in front of them. Sometimes it makes me think that we people must have more sense than any other tribe, because the Navajo people have a lot of different kinds of way to build yourself up. People has been to Fort Sumter and back. during the time of their